All right, next sentence. Truly, we believers are a new creation, something the world hasn't seen since Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden, and we are called to show off the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ as the most spiritual people that have lived on earth since then. Do you want to live the way they lived in the garden before the tree or after the tree? I mean, if we'd have been an example of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, let's get to the other side of the tree. Let's not get that, you know, sparkle, just go, meh, and they put it there through there, and the light, so we wake up right with the apple in our mouths. Wrong place, Scotty. Put me the other side of the tree. I'm gagging on this huge apple. Yeah. Grace has enabled God to show off his love through his people as never before. We're supposed to have a testimony of grace, which is not amen. It's how you treat me and how I treat you, because the Spirit of God is inside us now. And my goodness, I don't go to that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We do not have apple pie anymore.
Hallelujah.
With an overdose of soda in it. No, what we have now, it's the song of grace and the fruit of the vine, the blood that reminds us.
Thank you,
my sins have been washed away.
Amen.
Do you know what the problem is? Most folks are too insecure because they don't look to Christ. And insecure people are always trying to fortify the situation. Extra string, more wax on the joint. Just in case we go wrong, just in case you screw up with what you're doing right now, let me give you three things about what you're doing that's really stupid. Didn't ask the Holy Ghost. Now, sometimes the Holy Ghost gives you three things. But most of the time, he's not even in the conversation. Because out of our insecurity in ourselves and not our security in Christ, we blap, bang, punch, or we shout how righteous we are. I say, oh, that's terrible. I can't believe they sing like that. I can't believe they live like that. I can't believe they... All you're telling me is about you, not them. I'm not listening to the them part. I'm just wondering what kind of a microphone is in your soul to make such noise. Yeah. A soul at rest is actually at rest.
Yeah. Amen.
At peace. When you truly meet grace, you become a new person, not a person who's trying to live in unrighteousness, yeah, or a person who's trying to live in condemnation.
Yeah.
Last paragraph here. Paul had to remind the Corinthian church members of this tremendous truth. The law has passed away, he said. The glory was passing away, and again, what is passing away was glorious. And then again, the veil is taken away in Christ. And then finally, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. He got that off his chest.
Yeah, right.
It took a while, didn't it? Passing, going, gone. Are you getting the point yet? The law has been taken away and a new dispensation, grace, has replaced it. We have been set free.
Hallelujah.
Free yourself up and you'll free me up.
Yeah,
isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Free yourself up and you'll free me up. Cast down those negative images in your mind every time they rise up, and free me up as you free you up, and you can't free me up till you free you up.
Amen.
And for more my sake than yours, would you free yourself up? I couldn't resist that one. That slipped out.
Yeah, right.
It was a Freddy slip, I assure you. Or at worst case scenario, Gene Drummond slip. All right, let's go back to the beginning of this now. And I love you to bits. And you know something? You are catching on and I'm catching on. And I'm not going to slap you to death with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil right now. You know, take this, forget this tree. How can I keep hitting me with one of the branches? You pull yourself together like that woman in the movie, remember?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going to beat you to death with grace. You don't beat me. Yeah, I'll give you a big dose of salt so grace really tastes good. No.